Hey, Jay.
Hey there, Larry. How's it going?
Oh, well, I got genetically modified last week.
Oh, another? Again?
Yeah, I know. You'd think they'd figure it out. But
they switched you back, though, right?
I think so. I think at least on the outside.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
That is tough. That's tough. That wasn't a great week over at Scorpio's place, either.
No.
It was just lots of paperwork. Still all the paperwork I've got to deal with. All of the paperwork for the interdimensional rifts, for the nuclear weapons we keep stealing.
They should get temps.
They really should.
Yeah.
But no temp agency wants to work with us anymore.
No.
We've killed too many of them.
That happens.
Yeah.
So this week, we have a special guest.
That's right.
Because we're continuing part two of our fashion and speculative fiction investigation.
That's right. Discussion.
Ren, would you like to introduce yourself and say why you should be an expert?
Sure.
Or why you are an expert.
Hi there. I'm Ren. I'm a former costume designer and current makeup artist and a lady.
Yeah, we should note that we were going to do this part two. We're talking about women's fashion. And our very astute, ever awesome producer, Heidi, pointed out that two straight guys talking about women's bodies and clothing was not a good look. That was not a good idea.
It could have caused some controversy.
Yes. But then, of course, we brought a woman on
just to talk about clothes.
So, again...
Well, you know, women love fashion.
Yeah, that's true. This is the only time we've had a guest on to talk about a specific subject.
Well,
and, of course...
Women be fashioning.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah. It's true. We love it.
Yeah.
Take all those courses in women's school.
Yeah. Right. The lady stuff.
Yeah.
The lady parts. So you did listen to last week's episode. You said you had some questions or problems.
Yeah, here's
so
my...
So let's
okay.
hear about it.
Here's
and then,
my...
And then we'll move on to who's the best dressed lady in various genre.
My biggest qualm.
Please. Decimate us.
No one on Game of Thrones dresses well?
Well...
What are you even saying?
No, but
Here's the thing. Anybody from Dorne is dressed... They're, like, wearing gold. They're wearing, like, gold robes that go floor length. That's so...
Right,
they're the fanciest.
But, to be fair, the Dorne parts are boring.
Well, but they are well-dressed.
Right.
So
but they're forgettable.
Not the clothes.
Okay, maybe the clothes.
Also,
Joffrey.
Joffrey, really well-dressed asshole. Like,
well-dressed.
He's a douche.
Yeah, okay.
But he dresses well.
I will give you...
He's so flashy.
You don't like the flash?
I don't like the flashy.
I will give you that Dr. Bashir in Dorne does dress well.
Yeah.
That's true.
Super fancy.
Okay, that was nice. Fine. I suppose.
I mean, Jay did say the Hound's helmet was the
That's
most
true.
Fashionable.
I know, and that was
Hound's
a terrible
so
choice.
Badass.
It's a great helmet. No,
it's
you
so
didn't...
badass.
Yeah.
What?
Is it the best outfit on Game of Thrones? Is what the Hound wears?
This is why boys shouldn't talk about it.
And, I mean, it's the coolest, right?
Sure.
Does that make it fashionable?
Wow. Wow, that was not a...
It's fine.
So you're gonna go with
okay.
Dorne.
Yeah.
The men of Dorne.
Yes,
or
yeah.
Dorne
possibly.
Very well dressed.
Yeah. Well, wait, if Jeffrey dressed well, does Tommen dress well?
He dresses like well for a young man.
Who's
poor Tommen.
Yeah.
Poor Tommen.
Like,
yeah.
If he was an adult,
no
he'd be better dressed, probably. He's on
no,
his way.
Right, but
or
Jeffrey...
he would have been on his way.
Aren't they? poor Tommen. He's going to die.
Poor Tommen. Yeah, it's not going to end well for you, Tommen. Sorry,
nope,
everybody.
Nope. This is what happens when you're born of your mom and your dad, that
yeah,
are brother
well,
and sister.
Yeah.
Any other issues besides
yeah,
you forgot Dorne?
Hobbits don't wear sweatpants.
They kind of look
it's
like
essentially
sweatpants.
They're breeches.
What's the difference?
It's like
here?
A trouser that is cut off at the knee, and they wear vests. They're like wearing.
Okay, so they have vests over their sweatpants.
They're basically wearing
the
Middle Earth equivalent.
I mean, breeches
right.
are
I'll
very comfortable.
They're really comfortable.
Now, if elastic existed.
That's
in the Middle
true.
Earth,
totally.
They would totally be sweatpants.
They
oh
have
God.
Probably like those like floppy fronts, like that you like unbutton the
okay.
sailor front.
I thought you were going biological
Whoa.
For a second. There.
Well, they might. I mean, I haven't seen it.
It's a family franchise, so you won't see it.
No
right.
Hobbit dick.
You could look that up on the internet. I'm sure you could find out.
I'm positive.
Sure there is some Tolkien appendix where they talk about the biology of hobbits.
I hope so.
Oh, my God.
It's
oh
500
God.
Pages long,
though. Just, talking about the trees.
Just on.
Oh.
I'm surprised
Hobbit
Peter Jackson
genitals.
Didn't make that into a movie.
He's working on
yeah.
it. Yeah. It's
going to be anatomically correct pants. They're just...
Right.
Oh,
right.
God. Nth sex. Now I'm thinking about nth sex. And that,
it's just branches. Yeah. And then when it gets really good, they cause a fire.
So
and then
splintery.
There's pollen.
Yeah.
Pollen
oh,
everywhere.
God. Splinter. Oh,
it's when your allergies get really bad.
Yeah, it's when your allergies are bad. That means the nths are getting it on.
Oh,
that's
God.
How I'm going to explain to my child when he grows up.
Yeah. When you have to have the nth talk, sex talk.
Because you have to.
All right,
I mean, clearly you
all right,
have
we're gonna
to.
We're going to watch Lord of the Rings now. I've got to give you the nth talk. Lordy.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, wow.
So where else did we go wrong? Wait, were we right about Mr. Sinister?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
sure.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. We nailed that
we
one.
Win.
Yeah, no, good call.
Yeah, I mean, right? Like, he's
it's
the
so
worst.
Stupid. It's so stupid.
I don't get
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's the cape especially
it's
that
the
I
cape.
Don't get.
I mean, yeah, it's just terrible.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot of space taking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. So much space.
You can't
but
sit
no.
in a car.
Yeah, no. No.
Or
you can't
movie.
Do anything.
Yeah, you can't go to a movie.
Oh,
that's
go to a movie
like, wow, rude. Like.
But then again, it's Mr. Sinister. He's going to go to a movie anyway.
Yeah, he's going to do it just to sit in front of
he's
you.
He's going
to
talk back at the screen.
He probably goes and sees Angry Birds.
He's going to check his phone.
The entire time.
Right, because it's all the way turned
oh, no,
up.
He doesn't text his phone. He texts his iPad.
He takes a picture of it.
Yeah, he's bootlegging
evil.
It up on
Come
YouTube.
On.
Is that evil or minor evil?
Yeah. It's just like
his
chaotic.
Name is Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
It's just left-handed, though.
And his brother, Mr.
That's all it is.
That's it. That's left-handed.
Mr. Devious, Mr. Devilish, his brothers. Okay.
All right.
So we got everything else
yeah,
right,
Yeah, I have...
Though.
I'm up. I'm...
You
purged.
Feel, you feel
better.
Better. All right. Well, we forgot about Dorne.
We did forget
that.
About Dorne.
Thank you. That's all
but,
I need.
And all the fine little work in Joffrey's.
But again, I'm going to say.
Cloth of gold.
Dorne's
doublets.
Kind of boring and doesn't make much sense.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they spend too much time worrying about their clothes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because, like, how did the sisters get on the boat and then get back home after they killed
let's
the
just,
guy?
Let's just, okay, let's just. There's a lot of that. Apparently, you can just, like, fly around Westeros now. There's, like. Take half a day
giant
to
eagles.
get
yeah.
from, which is fine. But giant eagles. It's okay. Maybe they have giant eagles now.
Every place has giant eagles. You just don't know about it
oh,
until the last
just
possible
me?
Moment.
Until that possible moment. And like, oh, why did we take the
why
giant
did we
eagles?
Take the giant eagles the first time, Gandalf?
Yeah.
God damn. God damn it.
Fly, you fools. No, I mean it. Literally,
no,
fly.
Literally. Just all you could have told Aragorn. You just like lean on. Hey, Aragorn. Just in case this doesn't work out, we're
going
to go to the eagles.
Which I would like
okay?
to think about Aragorn and be like. Why are we doing that first? This is a really shitty way to go. This
Why are we climbing this mountain?
It's like
yeah.
the, but it was the path to the eagles. They had to go the path to get to
the
where
eagles
the eagles
can fly
are.
To them.
Yeah, right?
That's actually
the
that's
eagles
a better
are the
point.
Worst
that's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
that's like saying,
well,
like, well, I have to walk 5 blocks to pick up my Uber.
Right.
No, the Uber comes to me.
But to be fair to the eagles,
no.
they spend a lot of time going and getting Gandalf places. Like, a lot of their day
so
is
like
spent picking
private
up
driver.
Gandalf. I feel like Gandalf's like, I'm going to do a solid this time, guys. Guys, I'm going to come to you. Because as a guy who doesn't drive, living in L.A., a lot of my life is like, listen, I don't want to overuse that, so if someone's going to give me a ride, I'm like, I'm going to come to you
yeah.
to make this easier. I think that's what he was doing. Like, we're going to come to you this time, guys. Don't worry about it.
All right.
But
don't
then he invites his friends to drive on the Eagle.
That's rude. Like, his 12 friends. Come on.
Like, you don't mind if these guys come with us, huh?
Yeah. You don't mind?
Just drop them off at Mordor.
This
is
kind of heavy. Yeah. Okay.
No one's going to give you any money for gas.
Yeah.
Or bird feed. Okay. So
well,
so let's
all right, that was
let's come back.
All right.
Let's
bring
come
it
back.
Back.
I'm
bring
ready.
It back. We have a
so fashion, women's
fashion
in speculative fiction.
Yes.
And we broke it down into fantasy, comic books and science fiction
that's right.
last
mm-hmm.
time.
Right.
And we strained to figure out if there's any kind of other sub-genre of the genre.
I mean, we
those
just started
pretty
like
broad.
Combining things,
yeah, yeah.
zombie this and
yeah, yeah.
throw in some
but
time
I could,
travel.
Like those felt like the pretty broad
yeah.
of the popular...
Yes.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
And then Jay corrected my use of genre.
Genres.
Yeah, that's what
genres.
I always... You say genre.
You seem very confused.
It's like Raj Al Ghul. Is it Raj? Is it Raz?
Rosh.
Rashi.
Wouldn't it be funny? It's like, it's
Rashi.
Ray. It's Ray Al Ghul.
Ray Ghuli. Come on. Ray Ghuli. Come on.
He's from Connecticut.
Of course, right, he's from Connecticut.
Like, you know.
Nothing good came from Connecticut.
Like Ralph Lauren used to be Ralph Lipschitz. Yeah. The Bronx. Ralphie Lipschitz from the Bronx.
I would buy that shirt.
Giuseppe Verdi.
Yeah, right?
Giuseppe Verdi's just one. Joe Green. Joe Green.
I'd be more inclined. All right. So, yes. Which should we... Like, I'm honestly scared of talking about women's fashion and fantasy.
Yes.
That makes me nervous.
Because I already yelled at you about Game of Thrones.
Yeah. A little bit.
Because now I'm like going, all right, well, I would clearly say Dorne.
Clearly, we know the
it's
right answer.
Right. It's not Dorne.
But, you know, because there's a huge, you know, like, a lot of figures, a lot of women characters in the fantasy genre don't wear a lot of clothes.
That's right. I mean, we wait.
Because it's clearly targeted at a certain audience.
Yes. This entire thing does, you know, we do have to wander into to when you get into fantasy and also comic books, boob windows and boob armor,
yeah.
And that is a complicated, unfortunate thing. That
and
we
I don't
have
think
to
it's much
address.
Better than science fiction.
No, science fiction. I think there's any genre that it works.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean,
because there's a lot of male gaze in and gaze. just to be clear,
right? Not so many of the other kinds.
In those, which is always really kind of surprising. This is going to be a side note, but like it's always kind of fascinating to me, like how kind of sometimes weirdly conservative, like science fiction can be,
sure.
Like science fiction audiences can be, like when like you know the whole Hugo's,
right, with sad puppies,
that whole thing is like really wait, I thought we were forward thinking people,
forward thinking people of 1973. So you want to think about the world as, like, the future was imagined in 1973.
That's the future.
And they're annoyed that this future doesn't match the future of 1973, where women were just still homemakers.
True. Where's their robot wife?
Where's my robot wife?
Where is my robot wife? I tell you. She would do the dishes more often.
Women.
Yeah. Women be not doing the dishes.
Yeah.
Women be not doing the dishes.
No, it's true. Mine's earning a living right now. I'm here doing this.
So there we are.
Yeah. I'm nervous. So now I'm nervous of all three. Which should we start with?
I mean, let's start with comics.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's...
There'll be a lot to unpack in comics.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack. And there's a lot to deal with. I'll go in first with the worst dress being for me.
The worst dress, okay.
Worst dress being a tie between Power Girl,
right,
famously of the boob window.
Yeah.
Boob windows are just ridiculous. Yeah. Oh my God, they're
so
stupid.
When your neck gets cold, but you still want to have your titties.
Yeah.
So,
and I like how they've tried to justify. It's like, oh, I use it to distract the villains.
Right.
It's like, that's symbol. It's distraction.
No, again, tactically it's a terrible, because it's like, I've just left a key part of my body completely uncovered.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, she is
invulnerable. But still, it's...
I will say this, though. The boob window is slightly better than when they tried to redo her costume and they put a P on it. And, like, the letter P kind of, like...
Oh, God!
Yeah, this is when the
worse.
New 52
like,
came out.
That's worse.
Like, they, like, put the P around one boob.
That's... No.
That's the better one.
What? No, that's not the better one. It's like,
no, I mean, that's
the better
boob.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the, you want to highlight
yeah.
it.
You want to highlight
like,
the good
this
one.
This is my good boob. Yeah. Ignore this one. So...
Yeah.
But they're both horrible. The boob
it's
window
still
and the giant P on her.
That's still not even the worst.
Okay.
The worst for me is classic Starfire, because she's basically wearing a bikini.
That's true.
Which is, again... utterly ineffective as a superhero. Mm. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't even say it's... Regardless of the effectiveness as a superhero, it's like you're walking around in a bikini,
all the time.
I mean...
Can't be comfortable.
The wedgies. Just,
right.
She's got to kick things and do...
I just don't understand.
No.
Like, I mean, maybe she comes from a different culture where that's... You know, maybe she comes from like a Brazilian culture where you're always
in a bikini. She's from space, so I guess in space people don't wear clothes.
But in space it's cold.
I would imagine. And like, I would imagine...
Yeah.
See, my frustration is kind of like... You know, it seems like the men always have layers in their costumes.
True.
The women don't.
No.
And I find that fascinating.
That is, yeah. It's
and
really
that they're always in the same... Like,
it's
her bikini is her uniform.
Additional superpower is imperviousness to cold. All women.
Yeah, you know, women are... Often so
we are so
warm.
So
that's your worst.
That's your
my worst.
I have mine.
Go ahead.
Mine
I gotta think.
100% Emma Frost.
Oh right. Oh,
I mean,
God,
it's
just
lingerie.
Stripper wear.
It's like
stripper
corset.
Wear.
And she's
underpants.
Like a teacher of the X-Men.
She's a teacher.
And they're
like
what?
Like
that
taught
costume.
For teacher kind of thing.
Yeah.
What's going on?
She
with
still
that?
Wore that.
You're around
as
children.
The headmistress. The headmistress of Xavier School.
Yeah. It doesn't sound better when you say it like
no.
that.
No. No. Headmistress.
Oh,
yeah.
She sure is.
Yeah. Oh boy. Bing, bing, bing.
She's got that website on the side. Oh.
Little cam girling.
Oh, yeah, Emma Frost.
Yeah, yep.
Just, there's just no version of that that's okay.
Nope.
No.
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 Not at all.
Oh, God, see, now you both have chosen really excellent ones. I'm like, who's...
There's that comic book, We Can Never Go Home, which also pointed that out. Mm-hmm. I don't know if either of you read it or if anyone else did. It's really great, but it's about a couple of kids who have superpowers in, like, modern-day world.
Yeah.
And they decide they're going to be superheroes, and the girl is super strong, so they go to, like, get her a costume, and it's like a 2-page joke of her trying on various superhero costumes and rejecting them all as bathing suits or stripper wear.
Yeah.
That's like every single one, and like, yep, nope, they're all bathing suits.
Well, you may recall from the early X-Men when Jean Grey first gets her costume, and it's just all of them watching her put on her costume.
Right.
Going, ooh, she poured herself into that. So weird.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Scarlet Witch.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
And it's not necessarily just because it's the bustier
and the cape.
She is covered up a little bit more, but she's got that weird thing on the head.
Yeah.
Is it like a headband?
So weird.
Is it like what is it?
It's like a bondage mask.
Yeah, and then of course like Scarlet Witch, so she's got to wear red.
Right.
Like come on.
Yeah,
I know.
So I think that's my...
Not good.
Well, that's, not good.
So Marvel's not doing so well.
Lots of thigh highs and fishnets.
So many thigh highs.
Yeah.
And I mean, high heel boobs.
Classic Ms. Marvel bathing suit
with thigh highs. Boob window, right?
No, she didn't have a boob window, but
she had like the little lightning bolt.
The lightning bolt to attract the attention.
Sometimes they would draw like Ms. Marvel with increasingly less around the waist.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're going to start showing some stuff.
Exactly.
Like,
lots of bare midriffs. Supergirl, bare midriff.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yep.
And thigh-high boots.
And thigh-high boots.
That's always
thigh-high
been strange.
Thigh-high boots, skirts, and skirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of movement in a thigh-high boot.
No.
I feel like...
I guess not. I guess, you know, if you're super strong, I guess that works out okay.
Yeah.
You still gotta use your knees.
I guess so.
They're very fitted boots.
It's very, yeah.
Stretchy boots.
I mean, they are unstable molecules, so maybe the unstable molecules allow for more flexibility. I assume that all costumes are unstable molecules.
I thought it was just Mr. Fantastic.
I think they're just spandex.
Spandex.
Fantastic spandex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's
just real stretchy.
Just real stretchy.
But I get the desire for having sex appeal, but like at a certain point, it gets a little...
I sort of get the desire for having...
I don't think it's equal. It's certainly not equally applied to the male character.
That's the problem, that it's not. It is not equal... I mean, I guess women do get, you know, Hercules.
Well, but it's not the same. I mean, it's still like a male power fantasy. It's still men for the male gaze.
Exactly.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't really get the other turn of that.
No.
I wonder, like, is there a male character that does?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I
can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to, like...
Sandman.
I don't know.
For those that love the emo.
Yeah, when I was in high school, maybe.
I mean, sometimes, like,
listening to the Smiths and Sandman.
The floppy hair.
Oh, he's got, skinny. It's a trench coat.
Yep.
Jack Knight, Starman.
Jack Knight, Starman.
Starman, for sure.
Yeah.
But he's like the rock and roll dude.
Yeah. Lobo. He's a cool
about
dude.
Lobo.
Lobo.
Everyone wants to date Lobo.
See,
and I'm not talking about new Lobo. I'm talking classic
Lobo.
But again, that male gaze thing, we just add on muscles, and we think that's what makes them, you know,
sexy.
Right.
Obviously, muscles are not.
I do have body issues now because of comic books.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel like I should look like Lobo.
We all do.
Yes, right?
So
no one came out good from that.
No. See, I always had the theory, like, okay, so Superman gets his power, this again, a tangent, and we'll come back. But, like, so Superman gets his powers from the sun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But why does he have to be muscular? Couldn't he just be, like, chubby?
Yeah.
And, like, still have those powers? Because it's not, like... He doesn't have the superpowers because he's really strong and muscular. Right. He gets them from the radiation of the sun.
Yeah.
So couldn't Superman have, like, a pot belly?
Yeah, he could totally have a pot belly. And still be just as strong and fluff.
Exactly.
But,
I think
but
he
maybe
could
his
fight.
Muscles just... I mean, he uses them a lot. He's always punching things and flying around.
He does
like,
do a lot of cardio.
I guess there is a lot of exercise going on.
A lot of exercise.
Is it, is, like, if he flies, does he have to expend energy to do that? Is that, like, working out
he
for him?
He flies by force of will.
I guess so.
It's a totally mental thing.
Like walking. Does he have a little pedometer as he's flying around the sun?
I don't think you get 10,000 steps when you're flying.
Anyway.
But you do get miles.
But you do get miles. You do log the miles. And the elevation.
He gets the magazine.
Right, so then he can, it's like thinner air.
Yeah.
It's like a harder workout.
There you go. So if those are the worst dressed, who's the best dressed woman in comics.
Wow. I like, we've included everything.
Yeah. Right? They're all naked. I like Spider-Gwen.
Oh, that's a really cute costume.
Yeah. See, you that's totally a really stole great costume. Mine.
She's adorable.
Now I'm going to have to
She's
go with my alternate. Because I like the hood. Actually, I really
I
think it's
like the
cool.
hood and the color, the yeah. coloring
the
of
color
it.
The color is great.
I think it's really smart.
And it's also not just like the girl version of the boy, the superhero, yes. which yeah, is yeah. like so boring.
Yeah. Like Mary J. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Not Mary J. Yeah, Mary J. The daughter of Peter Parker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Just wearing the guy's costume, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Supergirl or any of those. Right. That are just wearing the skirt first, skirt and boots
yeah,
first.
Yeah, the skirt and thigh highs. And there you go.
Done.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll have to go with my alternate then, because you totally got mine, which
yes.
is the new Batgirl, Babstar Batgirl.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
the thing that I like the most about it is the removable cape. Because capes are always, like, iffy. I remember
yep.
my Edna
yep.
mode.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
You should always have a breakaway cape.
Exactly. I have a cape that can pop right off. And it's a little leather jacket. It's super kicky and fun.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
It's a cool suit.
I'm surprised you didn't go with Catwoman.
Oh,
the most
right.
recent version of Catwoman.
Right, right.
Not,
we
not
did
the
talk
traditional
about that one. Yep.
Like, purple knee-high boot Catwoman, but
right.
not
we
the Frank Miller hooker, but the Darwin Cook
yep,
goggles.
The goggles. And
yeah, I do
again,
like that.
Utility.
That's a good one. Yeah,
I feel like
exactly.
That's utility, and like what I like about it is like it's something that she could like pick up like at a store. Like it's
right.
not like she had to go to some special evil tailor.
Get it fitted. Multiple fittings.
Yeah, she could like get it done. And I yeah. so I kind of like that one. Like it, you know, it's still sexy, but it's not like this, you know. Overly, there's no boob windows.
Right.
There's no bustier, you know.
Well, and it's like, also like for the girls to have, like, because the guys have like belts and pockets
yeah.
and things.
Yeah.
And
like,
for
she
like
can
the women to actually
shit.
Have that is rad.
She can yep. carry your lipstick.
Yes, right?
Right.
She's going to have to touch up.
No, no. She carries cat burglars.
Yeah,
that's right.
Black picks and shit.
Or I would also say the new Captain Marvel's costume is pretty nice. I'm still going to go with Catwoman.
Mm. So,
you know.
Kamala Khan, you like the scarf?
Yeah, I do.
I do. I like that too. Yeah, that's a nice. And it's like young.
Yeah.
And fun.
But if I want to go really classic, if I want to go deep cut nerd.
Go deep cut.
There we go. I would say the 70s Diana Prince costume when they're like going doing the new Wonder Woman. So it was like this all white jumpsuit.
Oh,
like
right.
The, like this cool belt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was kind of cool.
I like the jumpsuit. The one I like was like the red. Did she have the red suit or was that Donna Troy?
The Donna
red
Troy
jumpsuit
had
the,
Donna
with the
Troy
gold
had that.
Stars.
That was Donna
yeah.
Troy.
I still a little...
Or Wonder Girl, whichever confusing continuity you want to enter into.
Wonder Girl, Wonder Woman, whichever. But it was still a little low cut.
Yeah, yeah.
But still kind of fun.
I want to give a shout-out
like
to...
I like Phoenix, too, if we're talking jumpsuit.
Phoenix.
Dark
yes.
Phoenix, for sure, with the
oh,
red
yeah.
and black.
Yep, yep,
I
yep.
want to give a shout-out to... Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan's costume.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice. It's, like, age-appropriate.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It's still fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm still going
to
go with Catwoman.
For her to be, like, for real young.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Because, yeah, I remember an article a year or two ago where someone was kind of, somebody had drawn the Powerpuff Girls, but,
yeah.
like, as they were, like, 15 or 16 and, like, in bikinis kind of thing, and people were like, what are
Why
you
would
doing?
You do that?
Yeah.
It's like,
Why?
These are for kids.
No,
what's
no,
that?
No.
It's an artistic expression. Where it's like,
no.
she's kind of young. We try
yeah.
not to sexualize her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
Let's just.
Yeah.
yeah.
What's weird is I play the Marvel Contest of Champions,
uh-huh.
where you fight Marvel superheroes against each other,
mm-hmm.
and Kamala Khan is one of the people.
Yeah,
and so like I have fights where it's like the Hulk punching Kamala Khan.
oh,
and I
no.
feel just terrible.
Oh, man.
It's just the worst. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Hulk feel bad.
I'm sorry.
Hulk feel bad.
I'm just punching
Bruce
the crap
Banner's
out of
hate
you.
For this.
Oh God, you're so wee. Like, oh.
But she can take the Hulk.
Yeah,
right?
she can.
She
can.
Take
she can.
That.
No,
yeah, yeah.
she. Yeah, she gets all embiggened and punches the crap out of you.
I just want to say she's the only Inhuman that I like. All the other Inhumans are poorly dressed and dumb.
Well, the Inhumans are a dumpster fire.
I mean, like
are.
Medusa.
Medusa.
Like
oh, no.
What's up with that?
It's just.
What's up with, like, that's bad hair.
It
like,
was
you
that,
might
like,
talk, like.
I feel like the Inhumans, and I love Jack Kirby, but I feel like the Inhumans are that, like, weird, really spacey, really sort of like 1960s sci-fi
yeah.
Jack Kirby
mm-hmm.
thing, where it's just like a hodgepodge of like space in the future is crazy,
yeah, yeah,
everybody.
Yeah. Well, I see this. He went right with the New Gods. He went wrong with the Inhumans.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Like Black Bolt.
Oh God, all of that.
All of
God.
Them.
God
all
bless.
Of them.
God.
Yeah.
God bless you, Marvel, for trying for being stuck with
Doing
them.
A little
We're trying to figure out how to make that work.
Yeah, how to make that movie work because you don't own the X-Men.
Fucking Lockjaw.
Yeah,
God.
I do kind of like Lockjaw.
He's a giant fucking dog.
Right. That's kind of fun.
who teleports people. Well, like, what?
But I, what I love is we're totally off track. What I love is that there was a story where it seems that Lockjaw, like, it's hinted that Lockjaw actually used to be a human, but when he got the Terrigen Mist, he transformed into a dog.
Why not?
But then they later retconned that. I was like, no, someone was just messing with the thing. But I love the idea that there's this poor guy who grew up, like, I'm going to get superpowers. I'm a freaking teleporting dog. Oh,
who does,
man.
He talks. Like, oh, yeah. Poor fucking Lockjaw. God damn it. All right, moving on.
All right, so which do we want, sci-fi or fantasy?
Let's get sci-fi out of the way. All right. I feel like there'll be a fair amount of agreement on that one.
You think?
I feel like, now
I'm going to start.
I mean, I feel like there's a clear front horse for sci-fi. Padme. It's got to be Padme.
Oh, good choice.
Of course it is.
Wait, best or worst?
Best.
And worst.
I mean, I feel like she's just the queen of fest. She's like the Lady Gaga of sci-fi.
All right.
Like, sometimes it's a meat dress, and sometimes you're like, oh, that's really cool.
And it's all in one movie.
It's all in the same movie.
It's all
while there's a war happening, and she's like Marie Antoinette-ing this whole thing. Took her six hours to put on her makeup this morning.
And what's worse is it's 6 hours to put a makeup on a fake on the double.
Yeah.
We could have just gone through with this. Sent anybody out there and said it was Padme.
She had to be in full makeup. Otherwise, it's not Padme.
Oh my god.
That's how you fall for it.
That's right.
That is a good. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay, Padme. Wow, you just kind of like demolished.
I'm sorry, guys.
We're glad we got to have you. I don't know
where to go for Padme. Well, I was going to be like,
I have another who is also, I think, the best. But maybe is it sci-fi? Is The Hunger Games sci-fi?
Yes.
Yes.
So you have your Effie Trinket, who is, I think, really the best. I love her style.
I like Effie Trinket style.
I'm going to have to admit something now.
So trashy.
I've never seen The Hunger Games.
What?
You can Google her.
Okay. I'll Google her everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, you'll have a good time.
That sounds awfully pervy.
Whenever you say I'm going to Google that, it always feels a little pervy to me.
Yeah, right.
Because
so
you
I'm
know
gonna
it's going to be porn.
Not
great. I'm going to Google her.
I just didn't see it because I'm not 16 years old. So I couldn't see The Hunger Games.
I for sure am.
Oh, I guess I'm apparently 16 years old.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, right.
My whole life's ahead of me.
Oh, thank God.
It's not downhill from here. So no, I did not see that. But I will take your word for it.
All right.
Effie Trinket.
All right.
Effie Trinket. I'm going to go worst, and we went to this well last week, but it's bad enough that I'm going to go back again.
Uh-huh.
Deanna Troi, for the first 3 years of Star Trek, in her stupid purple jumpsuit. She doesn't even get to wear a uniform like everyone else.
Yeah.
And it looks uncomfortable, and she hated it, and it's miserable. With a close runner-up, Laxana Troi, ever. Whenever she shows up, it's always terrible. Moo-moos, and then sometimes naked. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah. What's happening? She was free with her body. Don't judge her.
God damn it. Poor Majel Barrett.
She just wanted to be comfortable.
I think if she didn't want to do that, she would. She'd be like, this shit? Oh,
no. No. I don't have to do any of this stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. My last name, Ronberry. So I think if she didn't want to, she would have to.
My best is now a tie.
Uh-huh.
I thought of the thing of this because we're counting Road Warrior as sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Auntie from Beyond Thunderdome.
The Tina Turner.
Yeah,
those shoulder pads.
The full hair.
The chainmail earrings.
And the fact that she was like, I don't know, 2,000 years old at that point? I don't know how old. No one knows how old Tina Turner is.
She's immortal.
We're pretty sure Tina Turner has always been alive and will always be alive.
Yeah.
And she was the fucking bomb.
Yeah.
Absolutely the bomb.
100%.
But she's still my runner-up. I gotta go with Leia in Empire.
In the white jumpsuit.
Yeah, like the Hoth jumpsuit, where it was, again, functional.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Fit in with all the, and the bun thing happening. Yeah. Not the cinnamon buns.
The braid going on.
Because I like my ladies
stack
functional.
Onto that and say Leia in Jedi when she's wearing the bounty hunter costume at Jabba's
Palace.
That's my most favorite Leia.
That's pretty awesome.
Like,
that bounty hunter thing is pretty cool.
I'm actually going to go, because one of my best dresses is actually Leia, but from Star Wars, actually.
Okay.
Like the white robes, the classic white, and actually even with the cinnamon buns.
Yeah.
I think that's actually, like, a really, like, it's kind of a Lady Gaga.
Yeah, yep. She wears it well.
Or maybe she's a Kesha.
Right. She's, like, trying to get up to what her mother before her
did. Yeah. You know, it's like, but it's, like, it's kind of sexy. It certainly gives the idea of a princess. It's got this nice flowing thing, but it doesn't feel like, why is she stepping off the set of Robin Hood?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it's still functional because she can carry around a blaster.
That's right.
She's got that belt.
She's got the belt.
Like, yeah. I like it because it's so 70s. It's just amazing.
There's something really nice about it.
So great.
I would even throw in the Empire Strikes Back Cloud City.
Yeah, that's a great outfit.
That's a great, you know. Yeah, the pretty hair.
I'm glad we're not going with the golden bikini.
No, nobody wants that.
Quite frankly, it's just terrible.
That could maybe go on the worst list.
I don't know.
I just hate it.
I think there's other.
I feel like it's become worse because of the people who enjoy it.
Yeah.
By itself, like, it's
the fans
okay.
have made it worse.
Yeah.
Like so many things.
But I also, like, I'm thinking of, like, I'm the only one at this table that's seen Farscape. Did you see Farscape?
No.
Like, Aaron's son in Farscape is pretty nice. Like,
yeah.
She's got a soldier in Deep Space Nine.
Oh.
So I might be the only one at this table that's seen Deep Space Nine. But Kira Nerys. It was like purely functional.
Too jumpsuity.
Yeah.
Too, like, form-fitty jumpsuity. Come on.
You can sexy adjacent.
Sexy adjacent.
Seven of nine
pulled it off. More.
Well, we let these guys. All like three or four of you.
All three of you. Whoever we are, we need to bond together. They all
it's
like
in graduate school. Yeah. I was hoping. But anyway, it either does really well
or
like this
really
one.
Badly.
Yeah. Your best and worst is the
second to the third one where her hair's like curly and they're like having like a romantic moment. I think
that's Attack of the Clones. Yeah. I don't know. I think a lot of episode one is.
I don't know. I'm sort of.
Star Wars is what it's called.
All right. So then we've arrived at the most challenging She-Ra from the. That might be a safe, like. Because this, you know, they just don't make. At least like Brienne of Tarth does not have boob armor.
That's right. I've seen.
But like. The concussiveness
of,
like...
You know where you're hitting.
Blow to your sternum.
And plus, to make it that, you know, form-fitting, it's got to be probably thinner.
Plus, how do you put that? Is it like a lift when you put it on? You have to, like, reach into it?
You have to reach down. Poor Podrick.
Or you have to, like, lay into it, maybe.
But you would have to wear, like, something underneath, because you wouldn't want, like, your boobs right against the cold metal. I would imagine.
And the sweat would just...
God, all the sweat.
You're fighting.
Now, I don't feel bad for Padraig. Padraig's got some issues going on. But, like, yeah. Yeah, because then, Wonder Woman's armor.
Yeah.
They got to figure out Wonder Woman's costume someday.
Yeah, it's...
Someday. It's hard.
Comic book people don't like change.
No.
They sure don't.
And it's hard to change from... It's, like, hard to upgrade in any way from Star Spangled Underpants.
Well pants. Yeah. You can go with pants.
Any kind of pants are better.
But it's just...
Well, though, did you ever see the... Thank God they never actually made that pilot, but, like...
I did see. Well, she's in, like, jeans? She's, like...
Well, she's in Lycra jeans.
Yeah.
Like, did you see the pictures of the pilot?
No. So bad.
Oh, it was horrible. Ooh. And it was the woman who plays Mockingbird on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the show that I do not watch because it's crap.
It's got better. It got a lot better.
Oh, so it's just still like crap.
It's not like crap.
Oh.
I like
it's a lot of fun.
It's kind of crap. It's no Agent Carter.
Yeah, retro shout out to Peggy Carter.
Yeah. Actually, Agent Carter was always fashionable.
Yeah, that's
she looked
right.
great all the time.
Yeah. But no, she was in, who was the guy? Law and Order. No, he didn't create Law and Order. Created Ally McBeal. He created this pilot.
David E. Kelly.
David E. Kelly did a Wonder Woman show.
Wonder Woman pilot.
And the costumes were like not even like high quality vinyl.
No, it was the worst.
Oh. It was the kind of costume you would get at a Halloween store.
Yeah, it would come in a bag and you'd like take it out.
Oh god.
Like it was really bad vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like
But they put her in pants.
But they were terrible pants.
Terrible.
It's not better.
Any pants would have been better.
I mean, yes. Pants are obviously an upgrade, but it's just how do you maintain continuity? Is more the thing
with
from,
pants?
From,
is that a question for the men in pants?
For Star Spangled Underpants.
You put stars down the side of the leg. This isn't hard. Pants.
Even like shorts. Any kind of
boy
thing.
Boy shorts. Something.
Boy shorts.
I mean, for a while they had her in like knee length shorts.
That's right.
That's not the best choice.
No.
Like Bermuda shorts.
No, it's horrible. But like.
No, pants. She needs pants.
Yeah.
But we're back to comic book. Right.
Fantasy. Because like the challenge for me with fantasy is like it's either like the women, obviously Game of Thrones is a good example, but like women who are not just either victims or villains or heroes in bikinis. Like, right. At least, yeah. Like, there's other choices with, right. In Game of Thrones. They added choices in the Hobbit movie.
That's right.
Like, Tauriel. We need to have some people.
we gotta squeeze in a lady somewhere.
Everybody, this is a sausage
Make
party.
Her a love interest for everyone. Who cares?
Who cares if it's weird and strange with Gimli and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I ship it.
I got my fans, you know, there's like Red Sonja and other characters, but I don't want to choose Red Sonja.
No,
Brigitte.
No.
You're a lovely person, I'm sure. I'm sure you're a lovely human being to some people.
Yeah, I mean, like, you kind of sort of stuck with like Bran of Tarth or Cersei as best.
Yeah, you can go like, you got your Arwen.
Oh, yeah.
Or your like high fashion
and
fantasy.
And she did kind of like kick ass.
Yeah.
So it's not like...
So that's not terrible.
Cool. That's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Worst, though?
Oh, the worst. Well, I mean, like, worst I would go with, like, a Red Sonja. Yeah. Or, like, you know...
Any woman who's ever on the cover of Heavy Metal.
Or, like, Grace Jones and Conan the
Conqueror. Oh, Grace
Jones. I love
Grace Jones.
And we love Grace Jones.
Respect to Grace Jones.
Because if you don't give respect, she's going to find you.
Grace Jones could pull.
Grace Jones could pull that off, but, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know...
But it's not great.
It's not great.
Practical.
I did like her a lot in A View to a Kill.
Oh, yeah.
I think she was nicely dressed in that.
Yes.
Shitty movie.
Terrible. And the worst of all the Bond theme songs.
Oh,
the double Durand.
Just the worst.
A View to a Kill. Little on the nose there, guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. But no, because then like, the other woman in there's the evil witch in Conan the Conqueror.
Right.
That's kind of nice. But then it's like, it's black. Like how...
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what evil thing am I going to wear
today?
What
did Megan Gallagher play an evil witch in? Beastman?
Beastman?
She had like the super icy blue eyes.
Beastman or Beastmaster?
Beastmaster? Might have been Beastmaster.
Beastmaster, Mark Singer in a bikini. Bikini bottom, I should say.
In a loincloth.
Yeah, it's called a loincloth.
He wore a loincloth.
It was kind of...
And it had
not
very loincloth-y. Satchel. He had a satchel for the weasels.
Those weren't weasels.
Ferrets?
I'm being perverted.
Yeah,
okay. All right, I get it. I was about to be all like, no!
No, really. They were white weasels and had control over those weasels and the bird.
He was the Beastmaster.
Did you know there's a book? And like, he's like... And it's like
a novel?
There's a
like
novel.
Like a novelization of Beastmaster?
But I think it's actually, the movie's based on the novel. I'm
oh
not
God.
Sure. And like, it's like science fiction at first. Like, he's traveling to another planet. It's not like a fantasy novel. Like, anyway.
Interesting.
All right.
Forgettable, but interesting.
Yeah, well.
But anyway, so we're still struggling to find, worst is easy. Like, I'm going to go with Brigitte Nielsen.
Brigitte Nielsen as Red Sonja.
But that's low hanging fruit, really. I don't think that's the worst.
I'm gonna go with Xena.
Really?
Just terrible. Yeah, with the fringy, hangy, downy bits. Not because
like,
it's like.
Is that just
because
it's like Wonder Woman?
Not because it's male gazy, but just because it's ugly.
All right.
Sorry, Xena.
It does lack kind of color.
Yeah, like.
But it's very utilitarian.
You
could
have had something there.
Callisto is pretty good looking in that show. But that's totally male gazing. I'm totally going to admit that right now. Doesn't listen to this podcast.
Oh, it's okay. Then let's talk about it.
So it's okay.
Oh.
So who's the hottest? Never mind.
But yeah, no. Then I'm going to... Actually, that's...
Oh, see,
you've
now,
opened
what
up
have
the
I
door.
Done?
No, no, no. You've opened the door. I'm going to go then with Gabrielle in like the first season.
Yeah, that's a good choice. Because
it's dowdy. Is that the right word?
Dowdy, sure.
Yeah,
dowdy.
She's just... It's not even, like, cool maidenly. It's just kind of like, you know, she went to Kmart.
Remember, they were actively steering away from any lesbianism, so...
Right, well, but then they... Yeah, in the first season, maybe, but then they turned hard into it.
Like, they figured out what people were.
Yeah. I mean. Because it was like... so it's kind of, like, forgettably bland.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Gabrielle first season.
Gabrielle.
Yeah.
So you're Xena, I'm Gabrielle. This is the worst.
This is the worst.
Who's the worst in fantasy?
The worst in fantasy is really... Worst lady.
Yeah.
Or you could also choose man wearing women's clothes. Or creature wearing women's clothes. It doesn't have to be a human. Because we are in fantasy.
We are in fantasy.
So maybe there's a dragon that doesn't pull off their clothes.
I'm trying to think... I can't... I mean,
you did go with Gollum at one point.
I did go with Gollum.
That's true.
Because Gollum...
He doesn't even wear clothes.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's another qualm I had.
But
he does.
He's just naked.
No, he's got a little loincloth.
Oh, I guess he does.
So his little, hobbity bits are dangling.
Yeah.
So
we have to avoid hobbit dicks.
So when you watch that movie...
We have to avoid it? Oh.
When you rewatch Lord of the Rings, just consider Gollum's little bits are dangling.
Bopping
around underneath that loincloth.
All those rocks.
You can't unthink it.
It's all damp under there.
Once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. Oh, God. Wow.
Never-ending Story? That's a fantasy movie. Mm.
No, I'm going to go with... Who's terribly dressed?
The woman
from
Crawl.
Dolores Umbridge.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Dolores Umbridge from the Harry Potter. Because right. That's just boring as shit. And fuck her anyway.
Yeah, she's the worst. She deserves
she's
the to
worst.
Be the worst anyway.
She deserves to be on a list somewhere with her doilies and her little suits.
True. That's true.
Nah. Fuck that
Professor
lady.
Trelawney probably also up there.
Mm.
Not a great dresser.
I like how this particular episode has gotten so vulgar.
That's probably me. Sorry, guys.
That's whatever. We put the warning on it. All right. Now, best.
Mm-hmm.
Best is.
I think I'm going to go with Cersei.
Yeah, she's pretty well dressed.
They give her some.
Cersei is pretty well dressed.
Yeah, yeah.
And with a little bit for Brienne, because Brienne's cool. And for
she
Sansa.
She has respect for that armor.
Because Sansa, they do, really nice, fine work with Sansa's
clothes. She does look beautiful all the time, yeah.
But for some reason, I would still lean towards Cersei.
Yeah.
If, I had to choose from.
Yeah,
she's certainly the most elegant of all of
them.
Yeah. I would probably still go Arwen.
Galadriel.
Oh,
Galadriel.
She's so showy.
I like Galadriel, though.
It's too flowy.
I mean,
and
it's the only elf part that I don't go to the bathroom for.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always leave when the elves talk.
Oh,
that's the best time to go to a potty break. Because the action stops.
So it takes forever. They
talk
super
forever.
Slow.
It's a lot of
talking. What should we do? Well, let's sit around and talk.
It's
all right,
I'm
going to go to the bathroom. That was my key in the bathroom, in the movie theater. Okay, I can go pee now.
That's usually good.
That's a good move.
Though,
it's not like anything happened.
Galadriel's scene is one of the best scenes.
It's a good one.
I shall be a queen!
who should I be?
That was good.
Best dressed. Oh, boy. Oh, God. It is tough.
Fantasy's hard.
Fantasy's
really
hard
tough.
Because, for the women, because I feel like they're generally sidelined to the stories. Or their male fantasies.
No.
Yeah.
Which I have nothing wrong with, but generally the male fantasies tend towards sexism.
I feel a little icky.
Tend?
Okay, they are. They're
super sexism.
Kind
they're
of require
in it.
Sexism.
Yeah.
They're well wrapped within them. Oh, God. I think I'm going to go with Cersei. Oh, no. The lady from Dorne, whose name I don't know because the Dorne parts are boring.
Alaria Sand?
Is that the woman that was in Torchwood?
Yep.
Yes, I'm going to go with her.
That's a good choice.
It's a good choice.
I think that her clothes and when she's screaming as the guy's head's exploding, she looks really nice.
Yeah, no, she did.
It's a
really
nicely,
good.
It's
she had a nice flow to it.
Yeah,
right.
I'm gonna go with her.
Appropriately
good
flowy
color for her skin tone.
Oh yeah.
Even though her parts are boring, or make no sense.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that parts.
They're not that bad. I don't know. This season turned me around on all the parts I used to think were boring. So, because I used to be like, "Fuck them Iron Islanders," and now I'm like, you know what? I'm down with Yara. I give a shit now.
I just want to point out that Samwise Gamgee, or whatever his name is, has had one scene.
I know.
I find that hilarious.
We get him next week. We get to meet his dad.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I'm very excited about Samwell Tarly and Randall Tarly, who's a bastard.
An actual bastard?
Yeah.
Or just
he's a dick. He's a super huge dick.
Because
remember, he's
I feel like you got to be specific.
There's a lot of bastards in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. He's the guy who was like, listen, either you join the Black or I'm going to hunt you down and kill you. Literally.
He should have gone off with Frodo.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Wrong
Samwise.
That didn't go well
Samwise.
For him either, though.
That's true.
It actually worked out pretty well for Samwise.
Sam. I mean,
Sam
that's
comes
true.
Out pretty
he got
right.
to marry his childhood sweetheart or whatever.
Yeah, but he loses Frodo.
He
that's
does
who
lose
is his
Frodo.
Other childhood
sweetheart. In that last scene on the mountain.
Frodo comes back with less a finger and his soul all tattered, and Sam fell down a mountain once.
Right.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing that happened to Sam.
And he's the
he
actual
hero.
He
went hungry a few times, though,
yeah,
which
missed,
is a bummer.
He missed,
hungry meals.
Yeah.
That's breakfast.
That would ruin it for me.
Because we all know he really did eat that fucking Lambus bread. Come on, we all know. We all know that he did.
You know, he's looking at Ted. Ted Gollum, like, could I eat Gollum? Could I make him a stew?
Is that okay?
Maybe Samwise is like the villain.
Just eats everything?
He's just keeping it under wraps.
All right. So here we are. We're at the end where we got to kind of pick from our various genres.
Oh, God. No. Genres.
Genres. Like,
say the word.
Whatever.
Genres.
I can't know. Genres. Genre. I took Latin, so that's what I'm trying to conjugate.
Genre.
You know, into something. So what do we have? So of your picks that I totally don't remember because we've been talking for like 4 hours.
Longest podcast ever.
Oh, well, whatever. You don't have to pick the best of all of them.
So picking the best of all of them?
Best and worst of all of them.
Okay.
I am my worst. Like Leia in the white jumpsuit. Mm. That's always going to work.
That's my apocalypse team. Also Tina Turner.
Apocalypse. Say the words.
Okay. That's all right.
I was being a little passive aggressive. I'm from the Midwest.
I thought you were trying to cut me off. Tobo Mott, the best on the Street of Steel. If you need a suit of armor, made of gold, made of steel, made of platinum, made of whatever you want.
They have boob armor?
He does boob armor.
Great.
Nice.
And you won't get any bull from him.
Well played. Yeah. What about crotch armor? Wouldn't you want...
That is a thing. You can look it up.
Well, I was just thinking, like... Okay, so I'm thinking...
That too.
You can Google dick armor.
Going to the loincloth.
Not joking.
Yeah, I'm
Nice, really had that.
I'll Google that right after.
Your Google searches are going to get real weird.
Yeah, yeah. So going to the loincloth, wouldn't you rather have, rather a loincloth made of fur? Like, wouldn't you rather have, chainmail loincloth or
cold and pinching. That's what I'm going to say about chainmail loincloth.
But eventually, right,
cold
okay.
Plus, what about you have to sit on it every time you sit down.
Oh. Okay. But what about plate mail?
I feel like that's something. Even pinchier than chainmail.
Yeah. No, but I'm just thinking, that's not going to stop a sword.
Pants.
Just put on their pants.
Yeah, why doesn't Conan or Sonya or She-Ra...
You can get, fur pants.
They can invent, pants in Sumeria. You can get some goddamn pants.
You would say. Or He-Man. Why doesn't He-Man wear pants?
Well, he does as Prince Adam. Does he?
But then he takes off his pants. So is he always wearing a loincloth under his pants?
Well, it's magic.
It's magic. I think they, switch.
I mean... Does he switch bodies? His pants off.
How come no one recognizes that?
Yeah, because he doesn't magic.
His face doesn't change.
No, and his body gets a little more muscly, but it's really just his clothes go away.
Yeah,
and now he's
he gets He-Man. The bondage gear and the loincloth.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
What is up with what's
Maybe
up with
they do recognize
guys?
Him, but they don't want to say anything.
it's like Superman Clark Kent. All right, we won't tell We're him just that out. We all figured
well,
it
that
out.
Weird thing.
They don't want to kink shame him.
Exactly. Have you ever gone to a show where a friend of yours was naked? And then you got to talk to them after.
Oh, no.
And you got to pretend I didn't just see you entirely naked on stage.
Yeah, I've never.
You never had that happen?
No, I've had it happen, but I've never had to have a conversation
but
with that
usually,
person directly
But you usually
compliment
after. Their body.
Yeah. And you slipped out the back.
By the way, I saw it about four times. Yeah, there was a season in my undergraduate where every main stage show suddenly had naked people.
Yeah.
It's what is going on?
Everybody's undergraduate, I say.
Very, very strange. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, well, unless we have any final thoughts about women and fashion.
I think we've managed
this
to
this hard-hitting
all of that
two-part.
And many other things.
Yeah. We'll say, so if you have any questions, you can tweet us at deepcutnerdpod on the Twitters.
Yep.
And again, another shout-out to Heidi Handelsman, who makes us sound better.
Thank you, Heidi.
Yeah, thank you, Heidi.
And thanks, Heidi, for the suggestion of having our excellent guest on.
Yes, thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And dealing with Jay's bullshit.
Of course, all the time.
All right, now that the band is playing, it's time to wrap this shit up.
Gotta get out of here.
All right, bye, everybody.
Bye.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.